Hello students, I welcome you in today's session that is called e-commerce fulfillment. So I'm sure we have already learned the basic of logistics, the definitions of logistics, how logistic world works, okay, and how the e-commerce industry is revolutionized, recently developed. What are the e-commerce model, what are the inbound, outbound, what are the reverse logistic, the mode of logistics that we have already covered this chapters, okay. And I'm sure you have also studied well of our previous lectures, previous study material. And as I said, along with this also you can do your social exploration, whatever the YouTube's video you're getting, you know, just explore that, whatever the current news related to the logistics world. So you should explore that. That will give you more clarity what is happening in today's world, you know, so along with the proper theoretical research study, okay. So yes, today we will look into this e-commerce fulfillment, and this is the one of the important what you call a segment in the 3PL and the overall e-commerce business model. So when I say e-commerce fulfillment, what is the word? I mean, I'm sure I have some definition point of I've covered in my previous lectures, you know, like fulfillment centers, what we call is FC. Okay, so what do you mean by fulfillment? Any ideas that how we worked on the fulfillment, right? So the word itself says that the entire requirement we are covering under one umbrella or under one shade, okay. So that's the pure definitions of fulfillment, okay. So yes, e-commerce fulfillment, you know, what we have learning that the all fulfillments, how things that fulfillment model work, okay, what are the types of fulfillment model, and what are the 3PL play a significant role in this fulfillment ideas, okay. So what happened is, you know, fulfillment, as I can say, it is introduced like as we discussed, you know. So fulfillment vertical introduced in a such a way that, you know, that manufacturers or the producers, they can focus only on the product part, like as we discussed earlier in earlier lectures also, so that the logistics part, the end-to-end solution, that will taken care by the expertise of the logistic itself, okay. So that's how the fulfillment era has begun, okay. So yes, we will work on the fulfillment work. So in e-commerce fulfillment work, how things happen, like, you know, the continued rapid growth in e-commerce market, and that demands equally rapid and involving responsible for the transport and logistics. Company that fails to keep up the logistic trends risk losing their competitive advantage and falling out of favorable customers, okay. So to keep this demand, an organization needs to first master their fulfillment model of fulfillment, invest in their warehouse, distribution centers, and the development and the implementations and the advanced supply chain and logistic process. Customers today, of course, the express, they always expect of quick delivery, the fastest, the better product, like the 7R, that what we have discussed, right? Right product at the right price, at the right with the right environment, and along with the right cost, right? So everything customer day by day, there are many comparisons. So when it comes comparison to any industry, of course the bar rises always high, okay. So yes, e-commerce fulfillment provide a seamless delivery service for the entire things, the entire ecosystem, you know. It also a way of business that can stand out from its competitor, and it can develop a well-functioning overall the ecosystem. And that's the reason like e-commerce delivery has become so important, you know. So it helps to meet the actual customer demand. It helps to meet the with the competitions, they tied up with the proper customer service. And of course, the repeatable, the percentage of repeatable, you know, see, e-commerce is all about how much the overall business model is depend on the repeatable orders, okay. So if customer is not willing to repeat, of course the brand reputations will go on. Why we are again and again would love to shopping on Amazon? Why we are preferring again and again shopping on Myntra or Flipkart or whichever the reputed e-commerce platform? Why? Because of course they're giving the good service, they're giving the good backend, as you can say, written policy. They are developing on their customer services. Right now you can see the AI chatbots, you know, that immediately you can help out, you know, rather dialing the customer service. So that's how things work. So the credibility and reputations of the brands are ultimately impacting on the dissatisfactions of the customers, of course. And customers may complain, offer favorable reviews, and talk negatively about business, friends, family. Okay, so the company has completely effective, if they can provide effective logistics solution along with the customer support, yes, that company will lead the market. Okay, so yes, e-commerce fulfillment, that's how the begin. Okay, so we will understand e-commerce fulfillment, the entire flow chart. Okay, so when I say fulfillment, if you remember, I have given my some examples of laptops. Okay, so that's the same thing. Okay, so the main OEM, the main manufacturers, or the main producer of any electrical goods or any garment goods. Okay, so suppose let's say I am a laptop producer, I am a garment producer. So you know, I can shift my entire inventory. I completely hand over to entire inventory to my logistics partner. Okay, and when we place the orders from the online platform, then immediately it is picked and delivered. So yes, this is the overall flow chart that we need to understand that how things happen. Okay, so of course, like the first cycle itself, you know, so we have received orders from the original equipment manufacturers in the bulk quantity. We sort, as you remember, we have covered the sort portion as well with the automation sortations along with the different pin codes, different city mappings, everything. Of course, we do a shelving, that the multi racking. If you have seen, you know, shelf is nothing but other multi-layer rackers. Okay, so there are, if you have a visit or you can search any internet videos, you'll see the warehouse do a racking. Because see, floor has a limit. I mean, how much you can take, like, you know, 5 lakh, 6 lakh, 10 lakh square feet, but not go beyond that, right? So you have to develop you have to utilize your vertical space. Okay, so that's the idea and that's the objective of the optimized vertical space as much as I can. So that's how the racking start. So racking is also nothing but a part of segregation. So many racking has designated for the particular barcode and particular areas. So accordingly, that areas or that pin code inventory stack into the particular rack. Okay, of course, then once any end user customer click, then we deliver the entire things. Okay, so this flow chart we will see in very, very detail. Okay, so yeah, like I said, e-commerce fulfillment steps, the receivings, the inventory management, the order fulfillment. In order fulfillment, we have picking, packing, shipping. And of course, when, like I said, you know, out of $100, there are 10 orders which will return. So for return, we should have the reverse logistics. Okay, so yes, so we'll understand what is the receivings. Okay, so first step of the fulfillment steps is receiving. What you understand for the word of receivings, of course, receiving from the original equipment manufacturer, right? So receiving refers the accepting and storing incoming inventory at the fulfillment centers. Okay, like as I said, the fulfillment center, if you're keeping fulfillment center as a center, so this we are doing as a when receiving comes under inbound, right? We are doing now inbound logistics. Okay, so receiving is nothing but inbound logistics, that we are getting receiving orders from different suppliers. Let's say garment suppliers, he's providing his jeans, shirts, the other dress materials in the warehouse, the electrical goods, the home appliances, everything they are putting their bulk quantities into that warehouse. Okay, that the fulfillment center facilities. Okay, so this mainly operation happens, when you want to take out the bulk material from the truck, vehicles. So we have a pallet operation. So normally you can see the pallets unload from the through the forklift. Okay, forklift is nothing but a machine where a driver can operate, and that has a two forks in front, so that can be easily inserted into pallet, and you can lift the pallet from the unload from the vehicle, and you can place it on the floor or else itself on the vertical rackings. Okay. So yes, these pallets are entered into the stock pallet and shelf, and where they are ready to customer orders. Okay, so order can be accepted manually or can be integrated with the order management software of the company. Now, when a order, like let's say the physically we are seeing that, you know, bulk shipments from the manufacturer we are receiving at our fulfillment services. So do you think that I'm just keeping, like, you know, we are just maintaining a register details. Okay, this much pallets we have received, and this much no, right? We have to integrate with our original equipment manufacturer. Okay, so nowadays, of course, there are multiple software, there are multiple ERP tools, there are multiple AI, which is giving the end to end integrations along with the 3PL, I mean the fulfillment center facility provider and the original equipment manufacturer. Suppose I'm dealing with Lenovo laptops, or suppose I'm dealing with the any garment, a denim, or any Mills. Okay, or suppose I'm dealing with the let's say home appliances Milton. Okay, so I have access of their categories, okay, and they have access of my ERP tool where they can take, they can get the entries, like whatever bulk material that received in at their door, that has to be registered in their account. Okay, so that's how receiving things work. Okay, now after receiving, what is the main thing important? Of course, inventory management. So inventory management is the pure ownership of the fulfillment center who is operating. Okay, so of course inventory management, as I said, they involve into the stock piling, the stock keeping on the multi racking things, you know, it is the continuous process, the run to the background along with the storage. Okay, of course the stock keeping audit should be performed regularly to guarantee that is being executed correctly. Nowadays what happens is, you know, even the inventory management, you know, the software which fulfillment services provided, that gives the end-to-end solution, that gives the end-to-end visibility to the original equipment manufacturer or vendor. I mean just imagine, like, you know, I am giving my bulk quantity to any logistic partner or any fulfillment center partner, and then okay, they are giving me a confirmation kind of invoice receiving note, okay, this is the, but what about what happen if I don't provide the inventory schedule, the inventory mapping, the day-to-day inventory mapping, right? So nowadays the automation things, the fulfillment center also provide the inventory catalogs, okay, so that the original equipment manufacturer can be interact with day-to-day routines, and he can be monitor those things, you know? So that's all about, you know, gaining a trust and keeping a transparency, right? So better manage all the product and essentials to implement an inventory management systems. Okay, of course, to storekeeper, I can add the stock keeping units and tally them with the products to eliminate and confusion. Okay, here sometimes what happened, when we make any agreement with any suppliers, any today I'm running a fulfillment center of any 3PL partners, okay, so I'll make an agreement with Lenovo, okay, and some vendors, they prefer that, you know, we can do our own audit. Okay, some of vendors says no, okay, don't know, we don't have trust on your audit, we will do our regular audit. So that's fine. I mean, some of the agreements which happen such a way that, you know, the vendor prefer that no, our one store manager will be from our side day to day on a monthly basis. So that also things work. Okay, so it's basically the overall understanding between two parties. One is for the vendor and the fulfillment center of provider. Okay, so yes, the inventory management, you know, company should inspect all the items and again to ensure they are in the good conditions, and if they are found damaged, discard them, make preparation to obtain replacement. Inventory management enables the organizations to easily analyze the client demand and plan advance. Okay, So that's how things work in inventory. Okay. So order fulfillment is the responsibility of every e-commerce company, regardless, whatever, whether they use a third party or they are doing self-fulfillment orders. Okay. So what are the three activities mainly involved? Okay. Now, what we have done is, what we have understood is picking. Okay. We have collected the bulk things. We have done picking, picking. And then now the next step will be packing. Okay. Now, I'm just giving you, keeping a continuing example. Okay. Let's say 50 laptops, if I'm getting. So that there will be a single box of 50 laptops. Okay. But when I'll get a individual orders, then of course I have to sell that order, right? So for that, I need an individual packing. So this packing also in-house do by fulfillment centers. And of course, shipping is the co-responsibility of a fulfillment center. Okay. So yes, when it comes to picking is the first step to for any order fulfillment process. It actually entitle the entire searching through the company warehouse for the product designed by the customers. An order can be include one product from a single locations or multiple products from different parts of the warehouse. Simple picking is achieved only in well-organized warehouse. Okay. Now here, what happened? Okay. So, okay. I'll give you simply example of how to understand picking is. We have received bulk quantities of all the items. Okay. We have placed into the racks. Okay. Now, let's say when I have to pick, if the big warehouse want to, let's say I'm living in Delhi or in Mumbai, let's say. Okay. So for any particular pin code, there is a last mile centers. Okay. So for that last mile centers, we have to send, let's say, 100 or 150 SKUs. So what are you going to do? So that is how the picking is happen. Okay. So picking guy will collect all the 150 items from a different racking. Okay. That's called the picking. And picking will achievable only in well-organized warehouse. Now, what do you mean by well-organized warehouse? When I'm keeping a racking, okay, everything's I'm keeping on rack, that racks, it has to be proper barcode scanned. Everything has to be properly mapped. Okay. So that picking guy, just imagine if I took, like instead of 15 minutes, if I took a 1 or 1.5 hour just to pick 150 items, just imagine the whole process gets so much delayed. Okay. You don't have a single order, right? So that's how picking is very important, and it is correlated with the well-organized, well-structured warehouse process. Okay. Now, picking, if the business receiving a large number of order, it is best to hire a dedicated staff for warehouse logistics and helping speed up the fulfillment process. Okay. Nowadays, for picking, many e-commerce companies are putting their own training methods. They want to encourage their staffs morely participate into the picking model. The managers, they the companies morely focus, they force to managers to put more attention on the picking part, because batch picking is one of the best order picking procedure, in which the several orders are combined into the smaller batches of including 10 to 20 orders, and increase the efficiency in the warehouse. Like, if I can give you the quick commerce example, let's say on quick commerce portal, like let's say Zepto, Blinkit, or Instamart, what happened? You're selecting 10 different items for grocery. Okay. So how can you just imagine, like, how this comes in within 10 minutes or let's say less than 10 minutes? Because they have racked their groceries in a very defined way. Okay. Let's say the atta material will kept in one rack, the cold things like milk and bread, but milk and butter things, they have kept on the other side. The oil part, they have kept in a different things, So picking guy can just imagine for one order, if you have been any visit of any quick commerce dark store, you will get to know that A biker doesn't allow to pick the material. Okay, for in-house picking, there are different teams are there. Okay, so they even bikers don't allow inside the dark stores. Okay, so what happened is, you know, when the order hit, it clearly reflect on their monitor. It's a big screen monitor has happened. So they got the okay. This is the order. So they kept ready on the counter, like you can see in a hotel also. They kept the food material on the counter. Okay, so just biker just pick that material, the pick that basket or pick that bag and start to deliver it. So that's how the picking works. Okay, so yes, it also wise to invest the automation technology to make the picking process faster and hassle-free. Like as we discussed, the bigger warehouse mainly prefer the automation unit, which can be segregate their shipments through different pin codes. Okay, so yes. Now, picking, you know, packaging also an essential aspect of order fulfillment because it's a physical reflection of a company brand. I mean, can you imagine, like, you know, nowadays, you can say the cover of a product is more, you can say, attractable, you know, that's the decide whether I have to take it or not, right? So packaging should be a very corporate, a very, very precise, you know. I mean, nowadays company cannot afford things, you know, in a poor packaging. Of course, packaging main objective is to secure the goods, but it has to be very eye-catchy image, you know. It has to be like, you know, we should look good. Okay, yeah, this is the packaging that what I want. Okay, so businesses nowadays must ensure that packaging is securely proper packed, labeled, and meet the standard of the logistic companies. Have you seen, like, when you get any parcel from any deliveries, like let's say Amazon or whichever, you'll see the complete invoice, the white label, you know, it stick to complete. Sometimes if your box is small, that entire box front side is covered, right? So every details they have mentioned, like invoice, the shipping addresses, the main vendor addresses, everything is mentioned. Then your price, your GST, and every detail has been mentioned. So that's nowadays logistics shipping standards, the packaging standards are done. Okay. Now, when the picking and packing and everything is done, the third step is comes into shipping. So this is the most important segment of the any fulfillment center is, like, you know, after complete picking and packing, delivery company is selected to the transport and courier hub where it is further transported to the customer delivery address. Like, just imagine, like, you know, if I am at fulfillment center, I have received the bulk order from vendor through inbound. I have in-house, I have racked and everything. After racking, after keeping each and every SKUs in a different stackable things, then I have got an order, then I do picking and we have done packing, then what, right? Shipping. So shipping is the, if it is fulfillment center, then it's come to like as I discussed in my previous lecture also, one fulfillment sector, well, fulfillment sector center cater to almost 50 to 70 last mile deliveries. You know, the last mile centers, like if you've seen in you within the cities, you might be seeing a Blue Dart office or delivery offices, even some of the Flipkart's offices. So these are the last mile centers where we get the actual our shipment through door delivery through biker. Okay, so yes, shipping in all order must be handed over to delivery partners on time to avoid delays in the first and last mile fulfillment processes. Since shipping influence brand ultimate impressions in the customer mind, so company must provide them to flawless experience. Okay, so shipping is the last what I can say, a last medium to reach to your end customer. I mean, just imagine being a Amazon guy. If I provide a proper service to my vendor, you know, at the time of inbound, I have given him a proper inventory tools. I have given him proper stock keeping audit regularly. I have done picking, packing, everything. I've done best. But let's just imagine if I have not done a shipping properly, you know, if I my our service providers get transporters are get very rude sometimes. So just imagine what is the last impression got, right? So Shipping is the last mode that, you know, that creates the impression on a final customer. Okay, so that's the reason like shipping is very, very important. Okay, so yes, now we have covered the entire e-commerce fulfillment center model. Okay, so here we have understood whatever we are getting through inbound. Okay, and then we deliver to the process for the entire things. Okay. So, like as I said, out of 100, there are 10 shipments which is getting on the return basis. Sometimes, you know, a customer don't prefer the quality. Sometimes, customer don't want different sizes. So, for that, reverse logistic is there. Okay. So, reverse logistic is nothing but it is only and only provided services for returnable things. So, this is the final stage of the process in the reverse logistics, often known as a return management. Okay. So, customer will shop with the online stores more frequently where they have easily return policy, and this is the actually value-added services, because as we discussed in our earlier lecture also, this is the actual value-added services giving. Of course, if I like the product, yes, I'm satisfied, but if I don't like the product and on top of that, if my return policies, I mean the return procedure is not very seamlessly, of course, as a customer, I'll definitely be will irritate, right? So for that, need return policy will very, very precise. Okay. So yes, there are some steps required in reverse logistics also. So consumer who think carefully before purchasing a product online will often visit the seller's return policy pages. Okay. 88% of online shoppers check the return policy before buying anything online. 15% will leave the cart if they cannot find understand the policies. Okay, so normally what happens is, you know, like you have seen, you know, the e-commerce platform, they provide a returnable policy. They are day by day they are scaling up. They are day by day they are improving on their return policy bill. So return. Return logistics or reverse logistics is not just, you know, it's timely achievable, but it has to be also customer friendly. Okay, I mean, just imagine if I put a barrier that, you know, only one day you have to replace the things, and there is a other e-commerce platform who's giving you the 15 days returnable policy. I mean, will you prefer the one day return policy or 15 days return policy? Of course, 15 days policy, because that gives you more comfort, that gives you more space and time, right? So that's how the customer gaining will get help in the reverse logistics policies. Okay, so yes, efficient return also gets stock back on the shelf quickly and it can be sold again. Okay, so this is also a kind of, you know, very, very useful segment in our business. Okay.